Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will
always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, USDA has released the Planted Acres Report, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said these numbers set the foundation for the crops.
Well, if you look at the news cycle, those are all numbers, but those numbers set the foundation for the 24-25 marketing year for all the crops. When we get the Planted Acres estimate, that limits the top side of production, and it also sets a boundary for the bottom side. So it's a starting point. It's a starting point we have to have.
Anderson also goes over the differences for this year and last year.
Well, if you look at corn at the United States, 90 million acres as compared to 94.6 last year. You had slightly lower acres for the corn. Oklahoma, 400,000 acres versus 390 last year. You come down to soybeans, 86.5 million acres, 83.6 last year, so more bean acres in Oklahoma. Also a big increase, 550,000 versus 400,000 last year. You come down to all wheat in the United States, 47.5 million versus 49.6 last year. Lower all wheat acres. Hard red winter wheat, 24.3 million versus 24 last year. So we had a slight increase in the hard red winter wheat acres. And in Oklahoma, it went from 4.35 million up to 4.55 million acres. Cotton, 10.7 million versus 10.2 last year. In Oklahoma, 500,000 versus 420 last year. So increases in corn, soybeans, hard red winter wheat, and cotton. Actually, you had lower wheat acres, about 200,000 this year.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, of course, everybody excited and ready for the 2024 solar eclipse. It's going to be able to be seen from southwest Texas to New York. And the biggest concern so far is the traffic. Lots of tourists driving unfamiliar roads, clogging up towns during many of the festivals that we had over the weekend. The eclipse's path will move through the United States, enters Texas, travels across Oklahoma here, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then Maine. And then small parts of Tennessee and Michigan will also get to see the solar eclipse. There are some tips on how farmers can prepare for the solar eclipse. They want you to secure your farm properly, identifying any potential dangers that would appear open, interesting, or attractive to uninvited guests. They also say that you need to make sure folks understand those trespassing laws, because as we know, trespassing can cause problems for farmland owners, and it's common for landowners to want to protect their property from trespassers, and then be prepared to report an incident should it happen. We all know best preparation can reduce risk, but there's still a possibility of an incident occurring. Everybody get out, and hopefully we'll have some visibility today, and you'll get to enjoy that solar eclipse. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture and any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.